Imprisonment in a Cage. Parents remember Catherine as a cheerful beauty with rosy cheeks and a beautiful posture. In August 1609, she became a maid to the Countess Bathory. 3 months later, Catherine disappeared, and a year later, Lady Bathory was accused of massacres. During the trial, the remains of several dozen girls, tortured by the Blood Countess, were found near the castle. But the body of Catherine wasn't found until 15 years later. She was caged in a secret chamber of the castle. The cage hung from the ceiling, 2 meters above the floor. The first days of imprisonment, the prisoner would not give any signs of despondency and hoped that the Countess would set her free. A week later, she was very skinny. Her face had turned gray, and a desperate shine appeared in her eyes. Catherine's legs would have swollen because of the constant tension, and she would have been very ill. Despair would rob her of her sanity. She'd look like a living skeleton, covered with pale skin, with legs deformed from standing. Lady Bathory forgot about her prisoner, as well as many others. At night, the hoarse groan of the girl dying of exhaustion would have echoed through the dungeon. But the stone walls completely absorbed all sound. When Catherine's decayed skeleton was found, her father only recognized his daughter by a thin bracelet that he had given her. From the Blood Countess's diaries, it turned out that Catherine deserved her sad fate only by the fact that for a brief moment she attracted the coveted look of Bathory's lover, the famous artist Caravaggio.